White Shoes, White Lines and Blackie. Written by Robert G. Barrett and read by Dino Marnica. The Hakoa Club in Bondi is a very, very nice club, frequented by very, very nice members and their guests, mainly eastern suburbs citizens of the Jewish faith. Set where Hall Street rises past the post office, you walk up a small set of wide, white marble steps, through the glass door and into a cool, bright foyer, reception and phones on the right, doorman and guests book on the left. The floor then gently rises past a small, angled fountain set beneath a large copper menorah candelabrum to take you into the main drinking and dining area. There's a poker machine room on your left, a bar, a lengthy servery full of choice foods, staffed by polite staff, then a checkout lady and coffee machine next to a large cabinet full of cream-stuffed cakes and other calorie-drenched delicacies. The hot food servery faces another, crammed with beautiful crisp salads, a number of chairs and tables in between. The salad servery is backed by a long padded seat in a kind of motley green and topped with indoor plants set in a frosted glass surround. This faces across more chairs and tables to where a length of folding glass doors opens up onto another area full of chairs and tables full of middle-aged or elderly men and women reading, eating, or talking over coffee. Most of the men wear thick-rimmed glasses, and some have beards. The women are dark-eyed, with lacquered hair and matching twin sets with fat backsides and matching fat ankles. Noisy but happy kids wearing yarmulkes dart around the chairs and tables, and now and again a smiling teenage boy will walk through carrying a backpack or a soccer ball, his shin guards still jammed precariously in his socks, to be met by teenage girls in tracksuits carrying gym bags. The low, gold-painted ceiling and muted lighting make for a nice, relaxed, law-abiding atmosphere. Exactly the kind of place you would expect to find nice, law-abiding Jewish people of various nationalities, enjoying a quiet drink, a coffee, or a meal with friends. Definitely not the kind of place you would expect to find a low-life thug, extortionist, robber, and now part-time bouncer like Les Norton.